So behind me is the link at whyquit.com to whyquit.com/Joel. On it, it has the links to all the articles that I've written that I have put up at whyquit.com. It has where you can download the book, and it has all the videos. Right now, we're at 47 videos with a little over 8 hours of footage on them. And I realize I need to, and I've known this from the start, I just didn't have enough of the videos together yet and didn't know exactly what I was going to have on the videos at that point. But I need to, in a sense, I think, get people to know a good way to use these videos. And I suspect a lot of people may be just watching them a little bit here and there. Many are using it while they're still smoking, trying to get an idea of what to quit. And, you know, that's fine. People could use it that way. It's the beauty of the Internet is people use it any way they want. They can use it any time they want. I think, though, I would like to have some mechanism to make it the most effective way for people to use it. And what I've been doing with the videos is trying to think, what do I do day by day in smoking clinics? And again, the way I put together what I do in smoking clinics is trying to see what people seem to need on a day-by-day basis. The stories that I would start to share on any given day, whether it's the first, the second, the third, wherever it is, it's what I saw from previous experiences of lots of people quitting and a significant percentage of a group having a specific problem at a certain point in time. So there are stories that I do characteristically tell on specific days of stop smoking clinics. And again, it was based around people who were having troubles at those specific times, more than one, more than two, just numerous people from numerous different groups over time. You know, sometimes there's a variable going on in society at that point. You know, in the middle of a blizzard, you're going to have people having cabin fever, and hey, that won't be an issue in a summertime clinic. So there's going to be certain things that happen specifically over time that will be problems specific to those times, but then there's other issues which aren't tied to external circumstances as much. It seems to be tied to problems people have at specific points in time and quitting. So I do have stories that I would share on those specific days. So I don't have it totally organized yet in my head on what this is going to be, but there are certain things that I do have kind of set up. And I'm going to create a video soon and probably linking to a specific page on the site that would say, day one, look at this, day two, look at this, day three, look at this. Now, when I'm talking about day one, two, and three, it's not the day one, two, or three when you're just starting to watch videos. It really will be more so on the day one when you quit smoking, and day two where you've been off for 24 hours, and day three where you've been off for 48 hours. And to me, this is probably the most practical way to use this. A lot of people out there will tell people that you have to plan in advance when to quit, and you have to prepare in advance when to quit. In reality, very few people who quit smoking, who successfully quit smoking, and that's the more important term here, very few people who successfully quit smoking did a whole lot of pre-planning. Most people who quit smoking have done it on a spur-of-the-moment decision. And that's why if somebody does happen to find us at this moment, that they're at the spur-of-the-moment where they think that they're ready to quit smoking, I want them to dive into it. I don't want them to think, oh, I better learn as much as I can. I just better spend a few days or a few weeks or a few months here trying to, you know, get my battle plan in action. The problem with that is the moment that they have that revelation they want to quit, they may very well want to quit. You don't know that over time, and again, time may be hours after a decision like that is being made, that a person will not talk themselves out of it. Even though they're going to learn great information that should help secure those quits, you don't know that given time to really consider it or other things happen that just seem like, oh, this just isn't the right time to quit, that they're going to lose that window of opportunity. And I don't want people to lose that window of opportunity. No one should be working with the basis that they have to have tons of preparation in advance to quit. Again, in real-world settings, this is not what happens to most people. I've said this in a few videos before, and I'm trying not to repeat a lot from video to video, but this one's important, and I'm going to say it again here. If you learn from people who quit smoking, if you talk to people who quit smoking, you will find that the vast majority of them did it in one of three ways. They had one of three scenarios surrounding them at the time of their quit. The first one is they just woke up one day totally sick and tired of smoking. They were sick and tired of smoking. They wanted out, and they quit smoking. And there are a lot of people that will be their story. That will be all they will say. Then you will hear people who leave a doctor's office who are ultimatum. Quit smoking, drop dead. Your choice. You got a problem. I can't solve this problem. You have to quit smoking. And those people will sometimes quit smoking. And the third scenario is somebody gets a cold or a flu. They feel terrible. They can't smoke. They can't eat. They're down with an infection. They're miserable. They make it for 2 or 3 days. The infection starts to dissipate. They start to feel better. And all of a sudden they realize, you know, wow, I got 2 or 3 days under my belt. Let's see if I can keep it going. And they kept it going. Again, the two things that those three scenarios share, the common threads in them, the technique is first, they went cold turkey. They didn't plan on going cold turkey, but they went cold turkey. And the other thing is, they didn't plan. People do not wake up planning to be sick and tired of something. People do not plan on the doctors telling them quit smoking or drop dead. If they knew that was a message, they probably wouldn't go to the visit. I mean, that's how strong they could feel about wanting to protect their smoking. And the third one is, you don't plan when to get sick. You don't go out of your way to get yourself sick so you can quit smoking. It's something that happens. So no one should be working with the basis that they have to do all this preparation in advance. In real world settings, this is not how people quit. So I'm already over 6 minutes on this video, and I think it's become just an introductory one for what the next few videos that will be coming out will be. And those videos are going to be, again, what to look at on your first day, what things to watch, which I think will be the most helpful at that point, what problems to start to understand that could happen on the second day and the third day. And I really want to focus on those first 3 days. When I do clinics, the first 3 days, I basically focus on just not smoking and having good reasons not to smoke. After the third day, it gets more complicated. Now it's not a matter of just not smoking. It's how to be happy not smoking. And again, it's a more complicated issue, but one that people are more ready to deal with once they're through the physical part of the withdrawal. The physical withdrawal is a predictable pattern, predictable in one sense. It will last 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. And we don't know how long it's going to be for an individual. You don't know from your own past attempts. If you had quit at one time, it may have been terrible for the full 3 days. For some people, they had no problem whatsoever. And then the next quit can be totally different. Most people, there's a strong variability from time to time when they quit. While we can't predict what it's going to be like for an individual as far as how intense a withdrawal is going to be or how long it's going to last during that 72-hour period. We can predict, again, get through the 72-hour period, and physical withdrawals will ease up. At 2 weeks, there's no physical need for cigarettes. There's still going to be psychological triggers that people need to be aware of and understand how to deal with, but they're very different than the physical. And the physical is what scares people. It scares them not just during that they're going to be, you know, facing it during the 72-hour period. But when they're feeling it during that period, they're thinking they're going to feel it for the rest of their lives. And I always tell people, the way you felt the first day, two or three, during a real bad withdrawal, if you were to have a real bad withdrawal, if the way you felt during that real bad withdrawal was the way you would feel the rest of your life, you're better off smoking and dying prematurely than living like that. But the way people feel the first few days is not what it's like to be an ex-smoker. It's what it's like to be a smoker in a drug withdrawal state. A state which is temporary. A state that get through 3 days will ease up. And it may not be that bad to start with. And again, I always have to emphasize that fact when I talk about this concept, because I don't want to scare people into thinking they're going to have this horrible withdrawal. Or not even to scare them, but convince them they're going to have a horrible withdrawal that was never meant to happen, that they may have had a very easy quit, but because they thought it was going to be bad, they set up a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, again, this video is trying to first just get the message out there. You don't have to plan this thing in advance. That's important. There are things you can do in the beginning to help secure your desire to want to stop. And that's what many of the materials that we have got up already and that I'll try to point you toward will help with. But if you're feeling, I think maybe I'm ready to quit, I think I want to give this a try, this is the most important thing I want to get in this video. It's time to take the action. It's time to make a step. The more you sit and debate it, the more intimidated you're going to get with it, and you'll scare yourself out of even starting the process. don't be afraid of diving in and quitting. And then doing things to help secure that quit as you get it going, as you get it going from the minute you stop smoking. So, like I said, I'm going to try to shoot some of these videos today covering your first day issues, your second day issues, and your third day issues. But the most important thing is, you know, if you're ready to do this, if you have a desire to do it, jump in. You'll be surprised at how fast you will get through this, emotionally and physically, if you just go ahead and take the plunge and quit smoking. And once you quit, you'll be amazed at how easy it will be to stay off. Because over time, it really does become easy and it becomes simple. It's all it entails is making and sticking to a personal commitment to never take another puff.